Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. Two lawyers who were said to be on former President Donald Trump's impeachment defense team will no longer be representing him. And NPR's Tamara Keith reports it's not really clear who is representing the former president as the trial draws near.
Trump's legal team has a pretrial filing due this week, but at this point, it's entirely unclear who is writing it. Two South Carolina-based attorneys who were on the team, Butch Bowers and Deborah Barbiere, are no longer representing the president. A source familiar says the decision was mutual, though no explanation was offered. An aide working with Trump in his post-presidency, Jason Miller, had tweeted glowingly about Bowers joining the team just 10 days ago. Then Saturday night, he noted the majority of Republican senators voted last week to say impeaching the president after he's left office is unconstitutional, adding Trump and his advisors have, quote, not made a final decision on our legal team, which will be made shortly. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
South Carolina Republican Congressman Tim Rice is accusing the state party of cowering before Donald Trump. He told the Post and Courier newspaper that he stands by his vote to impeach the former president after the state party censured him this weekend. South Carolina has identified the first known case of the UK variant of the coronavirus in the state. This comes after South Carolina detected its first case of another variant, also believed to be more easily and quickly spread. South Carolina Public Radio's Victoria Hansen reports.
State health officials say the UK variant was found in a coastal community of South Carolina, and the person infected does have a history of international travel. They add that since the discovery Friday, more than 400 cases of the UK variant have been reported nationwide. South Carolina is also where the first patients with a coronavirus variant from South Africa were announced last week. Their cases are said not to be related, and neither has traveled recently. For NPR News, I'm Victoria Hansen in South Carolina.
A group of 10 Republican senators say they've come up with compromise coronavirus relief legislation that they say can get through Congress with bipartisan support. They're requesting a meeting with President Biden, even as Democrats seem ready to act on Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan without GOP support. A big storm spreading over the East Coast after dumping heavy snow this weekend in northern Illinois and Indiana. Some areas could see as much as 14 inches. The storm is expected to move north into New York by tonight on Long Island. Nassau County Executive Laura Curran.
We're asking you to stay off the roads as much as possible for our crews and for the other crews, but also for your own safety.
The storm is moving in from the west, and forecasters expect it to transition to a nor'easter. You're listening to NPR News. Protesters are on the streets of cities across Russia for a second weekend of demonstrations, calling for the release of the jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny. An activist group puts the number of those arrested at more than 3,000, including Navalny's wife, Yulia. She was also detained during last weekend's protests. The Biden administration has urged Russia to release Navalny and has criticized the crackdown on protesters. In December, the South African government reimposed a ban on alcohol sales and ordered the closure of all bars to counter a resurgence of the coronavirus, including a new variant. The ban has hit the wine industry particularly hard. New cases and deaths have since gone down, and winemakers in the Western Cape, the hub of the country's wine industry, asking the government to ease the ban, as Ishma Fundikwa reports from Harare.
Larger wineries export a significant amount of their wine, but Marina Kalo, the spokesperson of Wines of South Africa, a wine industry organization, says smaller producers may not weather the ban.
About 70% of all South African wineries are small enterprises. These businesses are so heavily reliant on the cellar door sales and the wine tourism element. It is them that are bleeding.
She added that besides the threat to tens of thousands of jobs in the wine industry, others in the tourism and hospitality sectors may also lose their livelihoods. For NPR News, I am Ish Mafundikwa in Harare.
And I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.